I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout, our team successfully found their way to the old hospital ruins and took their time in getting into the building, where they discussed some interesting and experimental treatments with the old Dr. Moran. Three of our team went back into the treatment room to get themselves some special vitamin treatments, giving them a temporary stat increase for the remainder of this story. Meanwhile, outside in the reception area, Billy Bob has engaged three of the guards in a thrilling game of Texas Hold'em. He's introduced himself, Mark Eagle Eye Davis, John the Goliath Hayes, and David Reynolds. And they all sat down in the reception area with Billy Bob to start their game. Mark leans back in his chair, his sharp eyes scanning the cards and the faces of his opponents. He has a confident smirk and occasionally adjusts his goggles. John sits heavily, his massive frame dwarfing the others. And David, he's focused, he's intense, his expression revealing little as he carefully considers each move. Alright, let's make this interesting. How about we start with some caps? Billy Bob, what are you doing?
Oh, these guys are basically naked at this point. I have taken everything.
It's just started. What are you doing?
No, it hasn't. What, no, like it's not even been that long. I have taken everything. Even though it's just started, firsthand, I wanted
you can
all
try
in.
And take everything, but
all in.
Just started.
All in, firsthand.
Power play.
Like, and I'm talking like even your fucking clothes, guys. Come on, like I want everything firsthand.
Spinal cord.
All right, like, you know what? You're wanting to bet everything, all your caps, all your clothes, all your weapons.
But the talk.
All right, weapons were not in the discussion.
All right, okay. Clothes and caps then.
All right, so what am I doing? What am I doing?
How like, many caps do you have?
What am I rolling?
I like the idea of him going everything you have. Okay, what am I doing?
What do I have? 42 caps and all my clothes.
Bevo button the dog.
Okay.
The dog is not in the bet. Snufflepuff is she's a member of the party. Never being bet.
Snufflepuff has her own hand of cards.
Yeah, she's also there. Got her own hand. She's got her own bet going on.
David lets you know that he has enough caps to cover the clothes that he's wearing. So how do you convince
that is not a discussion.
How do you
I'm
convince
putting
them
all
to
my
get
clothes.
42 caps and their clothes.
All right, so am I going to have to do a different charisma speech check just to convince them to bet fucking everything?
No, you have to convince me. How are you going to put it to them that it's a good idea or a fun idea for everybody to bet 42 caps and their clothes?
All right, boys.
What points you got left?
We ain't got a lot of time. From what I'm hearing, your doctor is pretty damn good. I'm going to give you that. Yeah, I'm nodding my head as I do this. I look around. I'm like, hey, I hear he's pretty good. I hear it ain't going to take too long for them to work on these three. But I don't know about y'all, but I'm not exactly short on caps. You get what I'm saying? I got a lot here. And I like the thrill. The thrill of betting it all. What do you say? I mean, like, hey, we ain't got a very many hands. We can do this. I'm going to bet everything I got. Everything. Except my guns. I got to keep my railway rifle. I'm sorry. I'll bet everything except my railway rifle. I will be in up Schitt's Creek without a paddle if I get rid of this old girl and her ammo. Alright? But I'll bet everything on this one hand. What do you say? What do you say? Let's make it interesting, guys. Come on, let's make it fun. I will walk out of here, dick hanging in the wind on this hand, if we're gonna do this. Alright? What do we say? Fellas, this is true game of Texas Hold'em. This is true gambling.
Well, that was good. I liked it. You know what? Let's put the difficulty based on that speech. We'll make it a 2 success difficulty for this charisma check. So, what are we going? We're going charisma. Are we just going
that charisma? Is 2 successes.
That is 2 successes. Brilliant. Okay.
You know what? Just to prove a point. Billy Bob is bare ass naked. He's got all his clothes now folded on the table in the pot. Like, look.
Even the hat.
This is how. Yeah, even the hat. Like, I am. Like, there's nothing left.
Do they all just fold seeing this horror?
Like, there's nothing left.
Don't even want to be here anymore.
I'm like, look, boys, this is how serious I am. Let's do it. All in, firsthand. What do we say?
All right, all three of them are all feeling the hype from this this incredible speech from Billy Bob. They're like, yeah, let's do it. Mark, eagle eye, takes off his goggles, throws them onto the chair in the middle where the cards are, and he starts to undress. And you've got David with his, he's taken off his clothes, he's revealing his armor, he's taking his armor off as well. Goliath at the bottom there, he sort of looks a little bit sad, he's like, I can't take off the metal on my arms.
Here, I have got pliers. Let's pry them off. We will get them off. Hey, guys, come on. We got to help our buddy here. We're all in on it. He needs to be on it, too. Let's get them all off, all right?
Metal don't come off, but I can give you my trousers.
We can do that. No, we can get that metal off. There's a will, sorry. There's a way. There's a pants. Will, there's a way. All right? We got to figure this out. All right, here. Eagle Eye, you got an idea? Let's see if we can get these metal pieces off.
Eagle Eye also said, he's like, nah, they don't come off.
They will come off. They got on, they can come off. All right, come on, let's do this.
We can't do that surgery right now. They're not coming off.
It is not surgery. Just give me a pair of pliers and a pair of vice grips. I will get these things off. Yeah, I mean, we could saw them off we've got means. There's tools here. All right.
Okay, you're convincing them to try and saw off this man's arms. So that's
all right. We're not sawing them off. We could like slice. I mean, they've got to be attached to skin. You can just like cut off.
Yeah.
Cut them off from the skin or stuff like that.
They're not interested in doing this. This is going to be like a 6 difficulty charisma check. If you want. All right.
So I'm not even
going to
do that. I'll be like, all right, we'll leave them. We'll leave them on. All right. But yeah, take the trousers.
He gingerly starts taking his trousers off.
I kind of feel
negotiating by his metal legs.
I kind of feel emasculated now looking at. Oh, okay. Well, I thought I was kind of big, but I guess I'm not. Well, fuck, Jesus. All right. Well, gonna ignore that fact. Yeah, just gonna ignore that fact. I'm just gonna keep going. Okay.
Why is it on the table?
Yeah, it's just like. Like slams on the table like oh Jesus, I didn't know we were gonna do that. Yeah, you can just wipe that off the table. I mean, use like a shovel or whatever you need to like lift that off the table. That'd be great. Yeah. Okay, great, thanks. Wow.
All of them have different amounts of caps. They don't know how much you've got because you didn't actually see, which is fortunate.
But it doesn't matter. We're all going all in. Yep, it don't matter what anybody has. We're all going all in. It don't matter what anybody has.
So in the pot at the moment, there's some body armor from David. There's some goggles from Eagle Eye. There's some trousers, some very, very big trousers from Goliath. And an assortment of caps from all of them. And the first round begins. The cards are dealt. The tension around the table rises. And everybody's just very excited by that. They're like, I'm staying in. Let's keep it going. The game progresses. The chips move back and forth across. I don't know why chips are moving here. You've already
This is the first hand. Like, there's not even going to be chips moving. Like, it's either win or lose.
There's just even more clothes going into the pile now. Like, all these combat gears going in. Somebody's got some braces.
Like butt plug. And some butt plugs here, and you know, like some rings. Just like left. Belly button rings here. Penis rings. There's a few of those going in there. Cock rings. Those are going
Eagle Eye says you got a good poker face there, Billy Bob, but I've seen better.
Snufflepuff froze their doggy mask.
Snufflepuff is like absolutely horrified. Like he's in the corner shivering. He's already folded. Snufflepuff has already given everything and has folded. He wants nothing to do with this match.
Goliath smiles. He says, "Do you think you're winning? Don't get too comfortable." David's over there. He's saying, "This game ain't over until the last card is dealt."
You know what's pretty bad is y'all are laughing about this, but one of y'all, even if one of y'all wins, the other two of y'all are going to be bare-ass naked. You know that's going to happen, right? So, this is going to be fun. All right. I will play my cards. All right, Cap, what do I roll?
Well, the way it's going to go is this is Texas Hold'em. So what you got? You've got the... I can't remember the names. Of what, there's the river, there's the flop, all that sort of stuff. What do you do with Texas Hold'em, isn't it?
You got the pairs, you know, threes. Four of a kind.
Yeah.
He lays
flush. Royal flush.
Royal flush.
Straight. Royal straight.
Yeah. But we're definitely
every person gets two cards. So basically, no, every person gets two cards.
Everybody gets five.
Two
cards.
And then the dealer lays down five cards. He lays down three at first, and then it's a betting game of betting on what you have at first. Everybody gets the two cards. They bet on what they've got. And then he lays down the two cards. And then you bet on your likelihood of winning based on what he just laid down. And then each round is just a round of betting as he continues to lay down cards. So he lays down five cards. And at the end of the five cards, you all show your hand. And who's ever got the best hand wins the pot. So it's just a betting game. Texas Hold'em is just all about betting on what you've got and the odds that your hand is going to be better than everybody else's hand.
So. Yeah, so we're going to be doing a luck roll for sure. Luck against, I guess survival, unless you can think of a better...
That makes sense, actually. Survival makes sense. I mean, because it's not a... I can't really think of anything else it would be.
Yeah,
it's survival.
Seems to make most sense given the skills. So, if we go for luck survival, what we'll do is we'll roll it for your first two cards first, and we'll see what kind of successes you get. Now, you got two crit successes there. You just rolled a 3 and a 2 on a target of 13, so that's 4 successes. That's an excellent hand to start with. So, tell me, what cards did you just start with there?
Oh my god, he rolled down, like I'm talking, he rolled a 10 of spades, a 9 of spades. No, correction. He rolled a 10 of spades, a jack of spades, and a queen of spades. Now, someone else...
You only had two cards?
Yeah, exactly. This is literally a Maverick, if you guys ever watched the show, the movie Maverick. Is literally, like, the first... This is the first hand.
This is just the two cards being rolled.
It rolls down, like, these guys, the other guys have literally got the good cards. Like, I'm talking, one guy has a freaking king... and an 8. Another guy has a... Not an 8, a 9. And the other guy... Like, they've all pretty much got kings and 9s along those routes. Or, like, a 9 and an 8 or something. Like, it's a flush. It is a flush. And then I roll down my literal king of spades, king and ace of spades. Swap that shit down. And go...
Fabulous.
Sorry, boys.
So, hold on. Remember... We've just rolled the two cards so far, so in order to win this game, we're going to do another luck roll, but because you got four successes there, I'm only going to need two more successes from you in order to win the full game.
Okay, so I whopped down my cards. Okay, alright. Oh, son of a bitch, this is going to suck.
You have got luck if you need to spend it.
And action points, potentially, if we have
Do you want to spend any action points before you roll that?
Didn't we use those up?
Oh, we did actually. The Billy Bob wasn't there for that. I think
so. Yeah, if we've got enough action points, I'll go along with what the group's got.
Mm. Last episode.
That is a crit fail. Alright, I'm gonna use luck. I'm gonna re-roll that crit fail. Alright?
He's got a 4 and a 7.
Alright, so.
The thing is, you can't re-roll a crit fail, but.
Oh, I didn't know.
You did re-roll into a crit success there.
I will leave it up to you, Cap. You will decide. I am perfectly fine with losing that one. I understand. But at the same time, I would love to have won that one. Please, please. I know you fucked me over last episode. Because from what I hear, it was not fun for Billy Bob. From what I'm told. But it's okay. It is okay.
Given the fact that you've got so many successes there against that crit fail, and this is a game of poker, it's hard to justify away in order for you to fail this one. I think this is definitely going to be a win for Billy Bob in this case. And okay, Billy Bob is clearing up. So tell me about it. You put your cards down, what happens?
Well, here's the scary thing. Billy Bob is looking around and realizing that Gertrude is not around. And he is surrounded by naked men that he has literally has just cheated out of all their loot the first round. And he's looking at his hand and realizing, holy shit, if I steal all these guys' things, who's gonna help me get away? How the fuck am I gonna get out of here? Because, I mean, like, even without, like, it's gonna take time for me to put on my clothes and get my gun. If these guys are pissed that they just lost a match,
it's a 3-on-3.
What am I gonna do? I'm looking at Mr. Handy. I don't know what the fuck he's doing over in the corner. Snufflepuff is scared shitless at seeing all four naked men. Just sitting around a game of cards. I'm scared to death, but I lay down my cards as a royal flush and go, so, sorry, gents, but, I mean, as you can see, I'm naked. I didn't really, there's no way I could have, like, cheated or anything, but, here's my cards. I'll just take my pot now. It's like
the atmosphere changes. Everything goes dark.
I just like wrap my arms around the pot and go.
All three men stand up and start moving towards Billy Bob.
Mr. Andy, Mr. Andy, I need help, Gertrude.
He raises his hand above Billy Bob and brings it down on him. And pats him on the shoulder and says, "You play a good game." Oh wait, what was his voice?
"You play a good game. Maybe you're not so bad after all."
Okay. And there's like, because Billy Bob is naked, there's just like a little stream going down his leg. Just a little
pile of shit.
Yes, the other two start just patting you in the back as well. Everybody all naked, all patting each other in the back. David says, "A fair game. A fair game. Yeah, you've shown us you're more than just any other traveller." And Eagle Eye's just telling you, "Not many can keep up with us. You earned yourself a bit of respect."
Prison respect.
That's so Granny's night switch.
Okay.
Oh, my dick's hanging.
All right. I'm just like grabbing it like a guy that's like just naked running down the street or whatever, holding his clothes. Like, I'm like, hey. I'm like knocking on the surgery room door, like, "Are y'all done in there? Are y'all ready yet?"
And I think that does sound about sort of right amount of time. That game lasted about as long as the treatment did. So let's get everybody back into the same room as each other.
I'm just like holding everybody's clothes. Everybody's just naked. I'm like, don't ask. Just don't. We're not.
Here we go
again.
Don't
look at the pile of shit in the chair that I was sitting at. All right, so just don't even look at that. Don't ask. All right.
Then again, Ivor and Gertrude and the doctor all come back into the reception area. To the sight of three very large naked men and Billy Bob.
Didn't this happen last time?
Are you sure you didn't get a taste? I know you said you didn't remember it, but my God, you work fast.
Well,
I'm about even more stretched now.
You know, you guys are joking about this, but look at all this fucking loot that I got. Are y'all really gonna complain? Do you wanna sell? I mean, we can fucking sell the shit. Really gonna complain to me right now? You guys gonna keep complaining? No, fuck it. No, this is all mine now. I was gonna share it with the group, but you know what? No, your attitude. Apparently, I got fucked last episode, so I don't even wanna.
I keep telling you, no one fucked you.
You know, you keep saying that, but you keep hinting that I was, and I'm scared now, alright?
No one's been hinting. You just
my butt is still whistling! I can't even sit down right. Alright, like, my butt hurt as I sat in that chair.
Whatever you've been getting up to with I didn't even feel that shit come out.
I didn't even feel it come out. That scare. I just pooted in that chair and didn't even feel it. That's scary. Like, you ever been
that
scared?
Do you have any sedatives, Doctor? I have a feeling we'll be needing them again.
I think most of my team will be needing them.
Like, they're just horrified at hearing the things that I'm saying. They're like, what the fuck happened to this guy? They just now noticed the pile of shit that's in the chair. Like, I didn't even know that was there.
You gain some respect by keeping up with them in the game, but they're starting to get a little bit scared now. And backing away from Billy Bob. Even Goliath. He's like, Alright, well, just to let you know, I've rolled 3 D100. Oh. You have managed to collect 198 caps from that game.
Oh, God.
Penis.
Jesus Christ.
It was a very good game for you. You've also got, you've got the massive trousers of Goliath. I don't know what you're going to do with them.
Is you've it on top of the 42 that I bet, or is that the whole pot?
That's the whole pot.
Okay, so right, just want to make sure.
That's the 190 includes your 42.
Okay, all right, makes sense. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, you've got some body armor now. So let me just get a wee stat sheet for the body armor. This is proper gunner's body armor as well, so this is a good
just
set.
It's like a juggernaut now, just full.
Yeah, it's vastly over big, like way too big for me. I'm just like what the chest.
I don't
piece
want it. It's not from Goliath.
It's like my whole body.
It's from David, so you're probably the right size for you. He's more of a regular size chap. Shit, where's all my armor gone? Come on. Rule book. Ah, there it is. There, brilliant.
Win again.
Right, armor. We have the combat chest piece. Yeah, combat armor chest piece gives you 2 physical and 2 energy damage resistance on your torso.
2 physical and 2 energy.
Yep.
On my torso.
Yep.
I mean, my leather armor does better than that. I got 2 and 3.
Oh, you get 2 and 3 with your leather armor. Let's see if I can get you something better then.
Because that's, yeah, I got 2 physical and 3 energy.
What have I got?
Oh, yeah, because we upgraded that, didn't we?
Yeah, I've got 2 and 3 on everything except my head, where I have 4 physical and 0 energy.
Is your armor up?
I spent money on that leather. Leathered it up.
Yeah, tell you what, give yourself a combat helmet then in that case as well. Keep the chest piece, you might be able to sell it.
Ah, okay, perfect.
And I have the stuns there just in his vault suit and his coat.
Cap, what do Goliath's trousers do? Do they do anything?
No, they are just massive trousers.
Can Gertrude wear them? Gertrude, you're about the only fucking person I know that could possibly wear these besides that big fellow over there. Would you like them?
You want some military style combat trousers?
You don't like Gertrude bikini?
I mean,
combat trousers with a leather print bikini is a good look.
I'm only asking. I'm not saying I don't like your attire. I don't misconstrue what I'm saying. I'm just saying, would you like them for later or just for personal? You don't have to wear them. You could put them in your pack. But I don't know any other possible person that could wear these jeans.
They smell like poop.
Okay, we can give them back to the nice Goliath chap.
Goliath, would you like them back? I will give them to you for free. Actually,
Goliath is a little bit insulted.
At this point,
he's like, You won those trousers. You can't give them back.
All right, so Gertrude, I have no choice. Like, they're going to be insulted. I was about to give them all back their pants because their dicks
sense
are
of honor there. They lost them here in square.
Yeah, their dicks are quite a bit bigger than mine, and I'm very emasculated right now, all right? So I wanted to give them all their pants back, but his reaction tells me that ain't going to happen. So I'm just going to have to go ahead and deal with it. Would you please take the trousers? I can't wear those.
If you wash them first, then maybe, but that's like poop.
I will put them in my pack. Would you like them after I wash them?
Yeah, okay, that sounds like a good idea, but why does it smell like poop?
Okay, I'm not going to ask him that, you ask him that. See how far that goes. Alright. Yeah, just wipe that shit off. There's not a lot of, like, indoor plumbing in the wasteland. I don't know if you know that, big girl. Alright?
Okay,
and actually, now, yeah, you say that, but at the same time, like, I wonder, where have you been pooping? Like, you really want to go this route? You want to go, like, you have a bikini, you can just whip, like, you know, grab that and, like, move it to the side when you poop. Not many people can do that, so.
Billy Bob, is this your way of telling us you've been shitting yourself every time you need to?
I have 100% been shitting myself. Like, it is, I need a diaper change, alright? It is awful in here, alright?
I never questioned how old you were. Were you in an old folks' home before there? Is incontinence, like, an age thing for you?
I'm literally 377 years old at this point.
So,
you've been
nappies.
A fucking corpse for most of those.
I mean, what defines an old person and a corpse? Like, when do I stop being an old person and start being a corpse?
I think the moment you started glowing green in the dark was the moment when aging became a bit of a...
Actually, knowledge. I look fantastic for 377. I will have you know.
Right, yes, you do, my friend.
You know what? You get bonus points. You can have the shit trousers, and I like throw glass trousers.
great!
Those are all yours now. It just like makes a squishing sound when it hits him in the face. Like, there you go, bud. Fuck you, big girl. You don't get them now.
Gertrude didn't say anything. Gertrude just asked why they smell like poop. Fuck
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it was a gift. You look a gift horse in a mouth.
Billy, well, you give us in a minute, you bastard.
I assume you've cleaned these guys out, given that you have their clothes. So you are potentially done with the gambling for the moment?
Well, yes, and just to let you know, there's still one last thing, the goggles, we haven't discussed yet. Billy Bob, you realise as you look at these goggles, they do give off a night vision. So not only can you see in the dark with these goggles, but they improve your targeting. So a little benefit for you from now on, if you want to take a note of this, is that you don't have to use an aim action in your combat turns in order to target a particular part of somebody's body. You can just do that for free now. Rather than leaving it to fate.
I like it. Okay. I fish your goggles. Added to my gear. So everything else is pretty much like all the clothing and everything is like just sellable stuff.
Yeah, so the clothes, the armor that you got, the chest piece, I mean, it's not as good as what you've got at the moment, so you could probably either give it to someone or sell it. You got all the caps as well.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I will add it to my gear. All right.
Dr. Morin lets the high roller guards now. Dr. Morin comes in and lets the three naked guards know that your team has kindly decided to run down their lost product, which they are all quite happy about. They offer you the lodgings, of course, for the night, and they let you know which sort of direction and how to track the... track the person who ran away, and the guy Eagle Eye, he lets you know that your goggles should help you with that as well. So, are you all wanting to go to the lodgings tonight, or do you want to brave the wasteland at night?
We
lodgings,
keep watch.
I think could be appropriate.
All right.
Yes. You
need to keep watch.
I think we all need a little rest, I suppose.
Let's get you all into the lodgings then.
As he folds up his new extra large shitty pants. Then again, we've got a sleeping bag we could share.
That's a weird smelling sleeping bag. I'm just going to go ahead and not. That's why I kind of gave it away. Sorry, but I don't want anything to do with those pants.
All right, so the team is led into the lodgings area. There's just one a series of patient wards that have been converted. It's been repurposed into like a makeshift living quarters. It's basically just a row of beds. It's all old hospital beds that have been made up into like a big old dormitory. The beds are just rows of cots. Each have thin mattresses. Each cot has a small area for the occupants to store any personal items that they might have. There's some lighting as well across the walls. I mean, you can see it. It's there's not really much to describe here. Rows of beds in a very metal, sterile hospital environment. Makeshift lodgings that have been made up for these people. And the beds are reasonably comfortable.
Right.
Dibs on this one.
Fair enough. Just before we get some well-needed rest and well-earned rest, can anyone quickly help me check for any cameras or anyone potentially listening? I have something I want to propose. I'd rather not be overheard.
Actually, I would just go ahead and recommend this. One of us, how about we do like a watch rotation? I mean, even if there's cameras, even if there's not cameras, I hate to say, I don't really feel comfortable. Just like I didn't feel comfortable doing the supplement treatment. I don't feel comfortable with us all being incapacitated, unconscious, sleeping around an unfamiliar doctor's clinic. What if we have like a watch rotation? Do y'all agree on that?
Or we could like Jerry had like an alarm.
I think a watch might be better.
Yeah, okay, I'll stay on watch.
How does it get around? Can I do a quick check, Cap, for any cameras or like?
Yes, of course. Let's have a wee look around for any cameras, listening devices, that sort of thing. Let's go for. Oh, it's going to be a perception check. Let's perception it against. I mean, yeah, again, I think it's just survival is the one that makes most sense here. So, yeah, everybody, if you're... Well, not everybody, but whoever's looking around, go ahead and give us...
For me.
Oh, yeah, that was a critical. So you rolled a one there, so...
Mm-hmm.
I think it's safe to say that you scour the room incredibly thoroughly. Look at that, you've all got successes here.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking brilliant. Best perception check ever, yeah. You are satisfied with the result that this is just a lodging area with beds that have been shoved in it. The guards outside have not set up any kind of listening devices or cameras in here.
Alright. So, Billy Bob, you said you had your suspicions, and I think you're correct. You said someone ran off of the information. It's possible they were going to sell tech or try and, I don't know, set up a clinic they charge more for, whatever. But I'm worried it might have been someone with a bit more morals than a doctor who knows a bit more about potential side effects. I don't think the short-term ones are too dangerous. That's why I was happy to go along with it, but I think the long-term ones might be. When we track this person down, perhaps we avoid killing them, see if we can talk to them, find out if all here is as good as it appears.
All right. So I am really concerned that I'm the only one that didn't do the supplement. So how about I be the, you just let me sleep a little bit and then I will take the rest of the watch. Cause I hate to say I'm not going to be a downer on what y'all did, but if things turn bad or they did something to y'all three, I'm the only guy that didn't do it. And me and Mr. Handy here are the only ones that would be capable of, I don't know, subduing you two. So if I'm unconscious and whatever he did to y'all three occurred, then, you know, he wouldn't be able to help y'all. I mean, he wouldn't be able to take care of y'all three by himself. So I'm thinking, let me sleep a little bit and then I'll just take watch for the rest of the night. How does that sound?
Maybe Mr. Handy on first. Probably not, but he could at least wake anyone else up. Two things. One, Mr. Handy can possibly take, if you're right with that, dear robot, the first watch, and then Billy Bobby.
Robot doesn't need to sleep. Why the fuck does it need to worry about anything?
It needs to power down for some time, or its processor gets overclocked.
Have y'all, call it a recharge
rather than a sleep for her.
Have y'all seen the thought patterns of this damn Mr. Handy at this point? Like, I really would suggest a person alongside the Mr. Handy on watch.
You know,
like,
how about,
like, not him by himself?
So that there's two people on watch. First watch goes to Mr. Handy and perhaps myself, and then second watch to yourself and Gertrude. You suggested setting up a watch earlier. Would you be all right with the second watch with Billy Bob?
Yeah, why not? Gertrude, cool with that.
That way you can also observe whoever got the vitamins, see if there's any changes.
Yes.
I don't think it's immediate, because the guards clearly have them, and they're fine.
But
I am
you also,
long-term things.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news when again on that, but you're also relying on their word that they got the same vitamins that you did.
They might have got different ones, but I'm sure they got some kind of treatment. And in any case, I don't want you too tired to the point where your liability or can't spot any changes on us once we're out in the wastelands.
Yeah. So I guess the thought process you've got is one person or machine that has not had supplements awake at all times. That sounds like a good idea to me. So that way, if things hit the fan when I'm awake, I can wake Mr. Handy, and Mr. Handy and I can think of a plan about you three, or, you know, whatnot. So let's go that route. I like winning his plan. What do you think, Gertrude and Mr. Sciences guy?
Okay.
When do I get to watch you all sleep?
If you want.
You're not gonna sleep. Oh, now I'm concerned. Now I want to stay up. Now I'm concerned that you're just gonna want to watch me sleep. I'm really concerned. Snufflepuff?
I mean,
guard! Snufflepuff! Kill! Kill, Snufflepuff! Kill!
It just, if there is any effects while we're asleep, I just want to make sure they're all okay.
I think his blood's 50% caffeine at this point.
Okay, you're going to have to just go ahead and pretend to sleep, because I swear if you just stand up and watch me
sleep.
Sleep
with his eyes wide open.
Yeah, you're just going to have to close your eyes. Like, you're going to have to just listen, because I swear if your eyes
blinks
are open
one.
And you're laying in bed, I'm going to kill you. Like, you're scaring the
blinks
shit out of me.
Blinks every once, every 30 seconds.
Yeah. Well, you're going to have to pretend. Like, if you're going to be a psychopath, pretend to be normal. Like, that's all I ask at this point. Just pretend to be normal. That's all I want.
Sleep. How was that? Is that okay?
That was terrible. But I'm gonna be asleep, so just make it where it's not obvious. All right.
All right. So are we satisfied? Do we know what we're doing?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Here's the plan.
Fabulous. Okay, so the team has settled into the lodgings for the night. Find a semblance of rest in the worn but secure quarters, and they've established a watch rota, ensuring that someone is always awake and vigilant against any of the potential threats. So, watch rota starts, everybody else is sleeping. Each member of the team takes their turn, just scanning this dimly lit room and the hallways beyond for any signs of danger. During the night, let's see, who is it that's up? Let's say it's Billy Bob that's up. Hit me a wee perception check. Perception against survival.
You got it. That's one success.
Yeah, one success. Excellent. Right, so, during the night, you notice passing by the doorway a lithe woman. Movements almost serpentine. She has a faint scar on her jaw, and she just sort of glides past the doorway and into the room. She looks into the room. Like I said, she's sort of very silently moving. She moves very, very oddly, and her steps make no sounds at all. She looks into the room. Her eyes sweep across the room, noting everybody that's in there. And they lock, and she locks eyes with Billy Bob. This is a guard that you have not yet seen. She very casually nods to Billy Bob.
Hola!
Yep, she
nods. ¿Cómo estás?
And
no muy bueno. ¿Por qué?
She remains silent and just stares into Billy Bob's eyes.
Oh, no habla español. Oh, okay.
Satisfied
ole
with
pues.
Her checks.
All right, caste. All right, ole, ole, ole. Go ahead.
She ignores Billy Bob's ramblings and leaves the lodgings again on her way down the hallway. The team has been left undisturbed by Viper, or... This is, sorry, by the unknown guard. Shit. Yeah, her name's Viper. Sorry. Yeah.
Had a name tag on.
Yeah, she had a name tag on. Billy Bob saw it.
Me llamo Viper. Oh, porque. Me llamo Billy Bob.
Viper. Viper.
Can everybody else do a perception check for me at the moment?
Just yeah, I'm just like screaming this loud, like waking everybody up, like, porque.
Sorry, perception what?
Perception against
that's
survival.
Two fails for me.
Me llamo Billy Bob. Me llamo.
Yeah, so Wedigan was undisturbed by the ramblings of Billy Bob.
I'm very sad.
And while Viper herself came in, checked the room, and went back on her patrol route, Billy Bob managed to wake up everybody in the room except Wedigan.
Billy, shut the fuck up.
Just face down, bad bedhead, full drooling into the corner.
Eh, por qué? Eh, go through. Eh, shut up.
Just find the bedpan and throws it at him.
Why do you have a bedpan? What the fuck do you need a bedpan for?
This is your old hospital. You need a bedpan.
Have you been shitting?
Is it time for coffee?
Like, there's literally toilets over there. Those are people that. Those are for people that don't need. That can't get up to go to the toilet. Are you literally shitting in a bedpan? You piece of shit.
Either way, I've thrown this at you.
I'm very upset.
Enjoy the poop.
You complained about poop in the pants earlier, and now you just throw fucking poop at me like a monkey? God damn it.
Can I pick a throw roll to see if I hit him with the poop?
This is turd.
Cap is
sure.
So done at this point.
Gertrude throws
so
poop at Billy
done.
Bob. Roll two a throwing successes. Roll for me. Yeah, that's a crit success. Two successes on that throwing
God
roll.
Damn.
So
it.
You manage
right in the mouth.
To. You ding him. And let me just, let me just check the hit location for that.
It looks like a mud mask.
Hits you
point
in the left leg. So Gertrude has covered your left leg. In her own shit. Is it her own? Sorry, I wasn't.
History shit.
Was it?
Just like takes the bedpan from Winnegan's bed and just like I'm gonna throw this shit.
You know what? Let's go with the history shit.
Like now just I'm covered in Winnegan's shit. Like this shit is fucking gross. Like really, really. All right, all right, all right. 10-4. All right, all right. I get it. I get it. I'm more horrified at this point. Continue, Cap.
You're horrified?
We derailed this way enough.
All right. So, I guess it's morning now. if everybody went back to their bed after all of that.
No, I thought we were still discussing the female that's in the doorway.
Alright, so nobody's went back to bed yet. You're just covered in a bit of shit. And you're, what, you're discussing the women that passed the doorway?
I've pretty much woke them all up. So I'll be like, hey. I'll pretty much wave at the woman that's walking by. Like, hey, come in here. ¿Por qué?
She's ignored you. She's already went away doing her own business here. I don't know what else you want from me here.
I just like run to the doorway and like scream.
Throwing at a pan.
I like scream out the hallway like, ole, please! Okay!
Really? You have 5 seconds to shut up or I'm getting out the dildominator.
There was a guard I didn't recognize. Alright, you want me on guard? You want me on guard?
four.
This is what happens. Do you want me to just ignore every three. Person that's in normal? All right, you go to bed. Go to bed. Just go to bed. Just go to bed.
Good, really.
All right, now. Gertrude goes to bed, and I'd like grab everybody else and be like, all right, now. Freaking crazy is a bed now. All right, so now what we're going to do is I see a person I don't recognize. All right, I saw every guard in here except that weird woman. I'm not making this up, guys. I couldn't hear her. I couldn't hear her one bit. She like slunk on through, looked in, and then kept walking. I hadn't seen her one bit this entire time. Isn't that concerning? What if I wasn't on watch? What would she have done?
Yeah, what perception score did you get? You got one. So, yeah, if there's other information you want to have about her, she was wearing similar clothes to the rest of the guards. And similar to the guards, on her skin was showing like signs of being changed, of adjustment. It was a sort of, had a sort of a scaly hue to it.
Scaly hue. So that's what the supplement, the guards look like? They have like a scaly hue to them?
No, I mean, they all have different ones. Like, one of the guys has metal arms, Goliath. This woman that was just checking in on you during the night, she did appear to have like, sort of, as if it was like snake scales or sort of lizard scales.
Okay. So Winnegan, what do you think? What do you think, Winnegan?
Winnegan's still past the fuck out snoring.
Yeah, I'm not waking up.
Yeah. Nobody woke her up.
I'm just slapping the shit. I'm just like kneel on top of her, like slapping the shit out of her, like, wake up! Winnegan! Wake up!
I think Winnegan, like, fucking vampire sits up and maybe clunks her head against Billy Bob's. What? What the fuck are you doing in my bed?
You're my descendant. You're supposed to be more coherent than this. All right, get up.
We're not related.
We don't know that yet. All right, get up.
What do you need? What do you want?
Also, put some clothes on. I swear to God, I'm sick and tired of this gimp suit you got going on here. All right? Like it makes me want to puke thinking you're my descendant.
It's body armor, you bitch. Now, why the fuck
it looks awful. Like, it literally highlights your tits, and it really confuses me. All right,
well,
like,
maybe I'm dressing for someone else, not you.
I mean, there's no one else here. All right, like, everyone else here is pretty much female or robot. All right, and you...
Oh, no.
Are you dressing
up?
Are you dressing up for the... if you're dressing up for the scientist, I'm very concerned here. Like, all right.
No, not for him, but shut up. What do you need? What is it?
So there's a female that's going around here and, like, is very, like, silent, and it concerns me. Right.
Oh, she probably... Was she in, like, patient outfit or what?
I don't know. She looked... She pretty much peeked her head in here and stopped peeking when she saw that I was awake. So, and then...
Did she, like... Okay, so she's, like, a guard or whatever on rounds?
Yeah.
It's a bit concerning they looked in here, but... other than that, it should be fucking fine. If she comes back, wake us up again. Until then...
I mean... You know, I'm very concerned that my party is not fine. That's very concerning. All right, well, I guess everybody go to bed. And Doctor, continue to watch us, like, in the corner, I guess, is what you're usually been doing.
I think he was talking to you there, Flower.
Yeah.
I said, I wanted to sleep here.
Luckily, I don't sleep.
Well, you're conquest.
Inconspicuous in the corner. Bed. God. All right, go ahead.
That's me in the corner.
I didn't put myself in the corner. No one puts Ivan in the corner.
Ivan is definitely watching the entire group wide awake in the corner.
Well, I am now. You woke me up.
Do you want to be on watch with me, or...
Would you like that?
All right, then. Continue, Cap. I guess it's the end of our discussion about the random female guard. I thought that'd be more coherent. I mean, more informative.
Would you like to set an alarm? Or set up a booby trap?
Booby trap?
Gertrude said, keep the fuck down!
I'm interested in this, actually. Ivor, what kind of booby trap would you set up?
Like the whole, like, custard on top of the door or something like that. But, like,
okay,
use
well,
a couple
got
of
no
bed
custard
pans.
In your inventory.
Bed pans.
Bed pans on the top. Full of shit.
I'm like poking Gertrude, like, hey, Gertrude, can I have your bedpan that you threw at me real fast? Gertrude
fucking threw it at you. It's on the other side.
I heard some sounds over here. I know you used it again.
That is not your concern.
I need to borrow it for just a second.
Are we seriously setting this bedpan on top of the doorway?
100% we are setting this bedpan on top of this.
I swear yes. to God, really, if you keep bothering me, I will fucking kill you.
Your big ass has literally filled this bedpan twice.
And Gertrude, like, four times of fucking...
You really want to have to empty yourself? Or do you want Billy here to empty it for you?
I wasn't even going to fuck it. What? Go the fuck away.
I'll take it. Just give me a second. I'll take it.
God damn, Billy, fuck off.
Hold on. It's not that full. Could you go ahead and just fill it up for me, fast?
Kev, at this point, I'd like to whack him with the dildo.
Okay. Roll an attack roll.
Being reintroduced.
It's kind of halfway full. It's halfway full, Gertrude. I know you've got it in you. God damn it, that is too
In the middle of Billy Bob's sentence, Gertrude swings her massive dildo at him, hitting successfully. Two critical success rolls there.
I don't want to run.
Roll damage for a rock.
I'm just now realizing this is the second time we've had a dildo as a weapon in this fucking show.
I don't want to roll damage.
You roll damage.
I don't want to.
You should have had one.
Roll damage, Gertrude. Roll damage.
Oh, fuck. Him.
This is how he falls asleep.
Hey, Cap, where does it hit him?
The torso. How much damage resistance do you have in your torso?
You hurt my ovaries.
It comes out his mouth.
Did you say it was three?
My
but, Duggan, Billy Bob's damage resistance.
His torso is 3 on. Nope, 2 on physical. So I take 6 damage.
Yep. Billy Bob has been smacked in the chest for 6 physical damage, which just so happens to be a crit roll. You have, he now has a gaping, bleeding wound and will continue to take damage until it is healed.
What the literal fuck, Gertrude?
Gertrude said to shut the fuck up.
Did Some you have robots? To fucking stab me in the chest with a dildo?
Billy Bob, are we rolling initiative now?
No. I'm not going to attack, but I would really help if I had some medical assistance. Oh, fuck.
Winogrand.
Did you say you require medical assistance?
I nearly killed Billy.
Yeah, no, I'll go on.
Can someone please hold this game in hold?
I should try to heal him up.
Come on, robot. We'll do this.
Yeah,
okay.
We will both do this.
What's the point in having me on guard if you're just gonna fucking stab me? Fuck!
Maybe don't harass people with your water sports.
What's the point of being on guard if I can't wake you up?
We're asking Gertrude for poop.
Yeah, for a booby trap! And you got mad and stabbed me with a dildo.
Just because we gave you 4 girls, 2 cups, doesn't mean we're willing to scat.
I didn't even watch it yet, and I really don't want to. Please help!
I'm just going to hurt.
Oh, help!
Oh, my God, I'm dying
Does
here!
Does anyone have stem packs?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Someone sounds ungrateful.
Excellent. If you've got a stem pack, feel free to use it.
Can I assist with that?
All right, there you go. That is the best medicine roll that our nurse handy unit has ever had in this campaign.
From a dildo spewer.
So yes, you have cured Billy Bob of the gaping, bleeding wound. And if we want to get the hit points back, it's going to take another Stimpak. So would somebody like to roll that one and expend another Stimpak? Or we'll leave the hit points there?
Nope, fuck these guys. I'm going to this corner right here. If you see this cot, I'll be like, you're all doing what yourself. I just got stabbed in the chest with a black dildo, and I don't really want to do that anymore. So I'm going right.
I mean, it's not so much of a stabbing motion, it's more of a like hard flop.
You pierced my whole chest. It went.
That's not the only hole she pierced.
It exited my back at this point. So I'm going right here, and I'm going to
power
sleep.
Penetration.
Like, fuck you all. Like, no, no, I'm no longer on watch duty.
Oh, yes, the third hole.
I'm no longer on watch duty. You're all on your own. Good luck.
All right. Robot.
Dr. Rast will come over to you and offer his assistance.
Yeah, fuck Rast. Get away from me. Get away from me.
All right, you know what? Yeah, he just slinks back to his own bed away from everybody else.
I literally throw the bird at him. I'm like, get the fuck back. I don't want anything to do with you. Get back.
Do you need some bandages? If you would take watch with the rest of the night, I'll stay awake and help you with that.
Yes, ma'am. I shall keep vigilance on the premises.
Everyone else all right?
Is he going to ask me for more poop?
If he does, I'll fucking shoot him.
Hold on, I'm pretty sure the bedpan's already in the doorway. Did we set that up before that whole fight happened?
I would like to do it, yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so sure. The trap is set, Billy Bob is angry and sleeping, and Gertrude, I guess you took a bedpan from somewhere else to fill up?
What is the obsession with Gertrude shitting at the moment?
Hey, it's not something I set up.
It seems to be acting like a weapon. I'm curious what the D roll is for that one.
But yes, everybody goes to sleep except from Nurse Handy, who has an undisturbed rest of the night, no more heads poking in the doorway. And the sun rises. You know, the sunrising song. There you go. And everybody wakens up nice and refreshed. And with Billy Bob with a few less hit points.
Okay.
And I think we can end it there. We can restart this the next time. Thank you very much for joining us.
Bye. Thank you, Kat.
Bye-bye.
Good game.
Bye-bye.
As pissed off as Billy Bob is, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of A Pint of Cthulhu. If you want to get in touch, you can find us on X and on Blue Sky at Pint of Cthulhu. Furthermore, if you'd like to help out the podcast, go over to our Ko-Fi page, link in the description. So mote it be.
Good freaking lord. 8 physical damage in Bissish? I have 5 hit points left. Out of 16!